In chapter 17 of the book of St. Matthew, and we won't be long. Lord, just stand by us for a few moments, and we'll quickly get out of the way. Verse number 1, we'll be reading. And after 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bringeth them up into an high mountain apart, and was transfigured before them. And his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light. And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elias, talking with him. Then answered Peter and said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us make here 3 tabernacles, one for thee, one for Moses, and one for Elias. And while he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their face and were sore afraid. And Jesus came and touched them and said, Arise and be not afraid. And when they lifted up their eyes, they saw no man save Jesus only. And as they came down from the mountain, Jesus charged them, saying, Tell the vision to no man until the Son of Man be risen again from the dead. And after his disciples asked him, saying, Why then say the scribes that Elias must first come? Jesus answered and said unto them, Elias truly shall first come and restore all things. But I say unto you that Elias has come already, and they knew him not, but have done unto him whatsoever they listeth. Likewise shall also the Son of Man suffer of them. Then the disciples understood that he spake unto them of John the Baptist. And when they were come to the multitude, there came to him a certain man, kneeling down to him and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is a lunatic and sore vexed. Oftentimes he falleth into the fire and off into the water. And I brought him to thy disciples, and they could not cure him. And then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me. Amen. I'm going to stop right there. I want to go back up to verse 8 this morning and preach to you from verse 8. And I don't want you to misunderstand. You know, sometimes people, they take a verse and they try to prove a point. Amen. You know, it's kind of like Brother Shaw said one time, said a man was preaching against marbles. And he got that scripture where it said, marvel not. Amen. And took it for a belief to preach against marbles. Amen. Well, I don't want you to misunderstand me. Amen. I am Trinity from the top of my head to the sole of my feet. Amen. I believe in the Godhead, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. But I want to preach to you this morning out of verse 8. The Bible said in verse 8, And when they had lifted up their eyes, they saw no man save Jesus only. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus is all you need. Is what I want to preach this morning. How many knows he'll do today for every situation in our life? Hallelujah. Here we find this scripture unfolds and we see that Jesus took his elite disciples with him, Peter, James, and John. Amen. He had those with him on numerous occasions, and they would go with him into the garden. They would go with him in other places. And here he took them up on this mountain with him of transfiguration. Oh, what a blessed time it was on that mountain. It was a true camp meeting with Jesus. Come on now. Amen. I'm telling you, Reverend Peter got so excited. He got so happy on that mountain until he said, Lord, it is good for us to be here. I'm going to say this morning, it has surely been good for us to be here this week. How refreshing it has been, amen, in this atmosphere of this camp meeting. Well, that's the way Peter felt, amen, on that mountain. It's good for us to be here. They had never seen Jesus like that in all of their days. I mean, they had seen him do wonderful things. They seen him walk on the water. They seen him cure the lepers. They seen him open the blinded eyes, make the lame to walk. Amen. Cause the fever brow to be cooled. They saw him make the dumb to talk and the deaf to hear. But here they saw him in his glorified form appeared right before them. And also they saw Moses and Elijah there with them also. And one man said, what appeared to them here was that Moses was a representation of the dead in Christ. And then Elijah was a representation of the resurrection, of the rapture of the saints of God. Well, that's just a man's theory and idea. But it is going to take place. And maybe it was an analogy of what Jesus wanted him to see. There's going to be a resurrection of the dead, amen, at his coming. And there's going to be a resurrection of the living. We're going to be caught up to be with him in the clouds. And I know I'm safe in preaching that here because you believe in the coming of the Lord. I was in one place preaching, amen, in the early days of my ministry. We went to a place and I testified and I said to him there, amen, if I don't ever see you again, I'll see you in the rapture. Hallelujah. Now that's just a catching away of the saints of God. Hey, we all believe that, don't we? Amen. Regardless of what you believe on end time prophecy, you believe that he is going to catch the saints away. And Brother John, I was in your country when I said that. Hallelujah. And this man stood up in that audience that night and said, these preachers that preaching, amen, rapture doctrine, the catching away, they're of the devil. Hallelujah. Well, I got shot down as a young preacher. I really got shot down bad. Amen. But you know what? I still believe he's coming again. Amen. And there's going to be a catching away of the bride of Christ. Hallelujah. Hey, he didn't stop me from believing in the coming of the Lord. And when I found out they didn't believe in paying tithes, I knew why they wasn't going in the rapture. Hallelujah. Amen. I believe in that too. Come on now. Well, here Jesus was showing them Moses and Elijah appeared. They saw him there. And Peter, who was always, you know, had foot and mouth. Amen. Complication. He said, Lord, let's build three tabernacles. I'll tell you, we love to just camp out in this atmosphere all the time. I love it. Amen. I loved it yesterday morning. I wasn't here Monday night. Amen. When it really got rich on Monday night. But we've all been there. And we said time after time, oh, it's good to be here. How refreshing and reviving it is. Amen. That we can camp out in this atmosphere. And we all love mountaintops experiences. And that's what they were having. It was truly a mountaintop experience there with Jesus and Moses and Elijah and Peter, James, and John. Hallelujah. Listen to me. When the dust is settled, amen, when everything had cleared the air, and there the Bible said at the end Moses and Elijah was gone, there was Jesus only. Hallelujah. Woo! And I know the oneness people took it and they made a doctrine out of it, but that's not what it meant. Amen. Jesus is all you need in your life. Amen. Oh, Brother, I'm glad for the mountaintop experience. I'm glad, Brother Carl Page, I can say he is the rose of Sharon. He is the bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. Amen. Oh, he is the beautiful for situation. Oh, but listen to me. I want to know that he's there when I'm in the valley. When I seem all alone. I want him to be the lily of my valley. What about you? I said I want him to be the lily of my valley. When friends walk out and they misunderstand. Amen. Yes, and loved ones don't understand either. And I want him to be a friend that's sticking closer than a brother. And that's what we we got in Jesus today. Amen. He's a friend like no other. Amen. He'll not walk out on you. He promised I'll go with you unto the end of the world. I'll never leave you and I'll never forsake you, but I'll stand right beside you. Amen. I'll be with you in your troubled time. Amen. He'll not be a fair weather friend. He'll be a friend at all times. Amen. You can count on him and you can depend upon him today, and he'll be what he said he would be today. Amen. Jesus only is all you need. Amen. That's what he let them know. When Moses and Elijah, who were great men, and we take nothing away from them. Moses was one of the meekest men in the Bible. He was faithful in all of his house. But Moses is dead. Come on now. Amen. Yeah, Elijah was a powerful man. He could call fire down from heaven. Both of these men were miracle working men in their experience with God. Amen. Moses could see water turn to blood. He could see things happen with the lifting up of the rod. Come on now. Amen. But hey, it's not Moses you need when you're in the dire times of your life. Amen. When you're there. Amen. And you don't know what to do. You need Jesus. I said you need Jesus. Amen. One man wrote a song, Jesus is all I need in this world. And I want to preach about Jesus. I searched out, I thought about half the night, Lord, everything just about been preached in this meeting that you can think of to be preached. Amen. But it all comes back and it surrounds Jesus. Amen. You hear me tonight. Every bit of it, it points to him. When you go back to the Old Testament, you find Jesus. He's all the way back in the beginning when the Father and him got together in the Holy Ghost, and they said, let us make man in our likeness. He was there. That's why he could testify to the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the disciples and say before Abraham, you cry Abraham as your father. Amen. But before Abraham was I am. Hallelujah. What do you need? He is. I am the bread of life. I am the water of life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. Without him, one man said, there is no knowing. And without him, there is no going. And without him, there is no living. You take him out of the equation of our life, and you got nothing. Amen. It's Jesus. Amen. That you need. He's the problem solver. I said he's the problem solver. He's the answer to the questions of our life. Amen. I said he's the answer to the questions of our life today. The Bible declared him as the door of the sheepfold. Amen. Thank God for Jesus. Amen. You see in this scripture that I read, it shows us, amen, where he was needed. And it was at the foot of that mountain. Hey, thank God he's on the mountain with us. Thank God we can feel him. Amen. In those times of elation. Amen. When the church is so present and the power of God is so real. But listen to me. Jesus knew at the bottom of the mountain, because he knew all things. Nothing was surprising to him. He knew at the bottom of the mountain there was 9 other men. Amen. That was wrestling, Brother Birdsong, with things they could not handle. There was a problem there. They had no solution to it. They had no answer to it. And hear me this morning. It's the same in this day that we're living in. Amen. There's a lot of things that we're limited in our means to handle. Very limited. But he is unlimited. And here they go down to the foot of that mountain. And there's a Father. There's a desperate need in a family. There's a dad crying out with a son who's throwing himself into the fire. He's throwing himself into the water. He's a lunatic. He's out of control. And the dad don't know what to do. He brings him to the disciples there, and they can't do anything. Oh, but how many knows Jesus can do everything? I like to lift him up. I fear this morning with my message I'll misrepresent him, but I sure like to get him up today. I like to get him up so high and you can see he's all you need and what you're going through. I said he's all you need to work out the problem that you're facing right now. He can do it today. I said Jesus can do it today. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus came down, and there the Father came running and said, I brought him to you, disciples. They couldn't do anything. That's where we feel so helpless. We feel so helpless. Amen, at times. But Jesus is the great I am. Look at the Bible. He's greater than Jonah. He's greater than Solomon. He's greater than the temple. He's greater than an angel. Come on now. Sometimes, you know, amen, we sing the song, oh, King Jesus, send an angel down. Amen. Well, he comes sometimes himself. Amen. Heard a story years ago about a man who became very sick. He was a chiropractor. And you know, chiropractors, they're not medicine men. Amen. They tell you how to keep health. Stay off the white sugar. Stay off the white flour. Amen. They have a lot of things to tell you how to stay healthy. Amen. And they'll adjust you, you know. It becomes addictive just like a lot of things. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah. But they're better than a doctor. They don't like medicine doctors. Some of them that I've seen, I've been to them, yes. Amen. They popped my neck a few times. I thought it was going to be broken when I left. Hallelujah, yeah. Amen. They ministered to us, our family. They was good to my in-laws when they needed them, and they give them free adjustments. Amen. And as long as they paid money to the missionary, Brother Flowers, they give them free adjustments. Amen. But listen to me. This man got sick. He lived in Albany, Georgia, years ago. Amen. This took place. And this man went to a camp meeting like we're in here. And the Spirit spoke directly to him and said, I'll heal you. He had an affliction in his body but didn't know what it was. He never went to the doctor. He never went to see about it. He just knew he had pain and he had weakness. He had trouble in his life. And so it rocked on and on until the Spirit spoke to him in prophecy in this meeting that they were in, said, I'm going to heal you, and nobody's going to doubt when I do it that I've done it. And so this man, this chiropractor, you know, he doesn't get better. He gets worse. The condition, it gets him to the place he's past going. He's even crawling on the carpet in his home. Amen. And he can't hardly stand the pain. And finally, he gets to the point that he's past going, and he's even passing out. And finally, he just goes into a coma with his situation that he's in. But listen to me, the man heard the word of the Lord say, I'm going to heal you. And no one's going to doubt it when I do it. Amen. When God speaks to you, you don't have nothing to worry about. He's the truth. Amen. And so this chiropractor doctor, amen, he's taken by his family to the doctor, and they put him in the hospital, and they begin to examine him, and he has cancer in one lung, he has pneumonia in the other lung, and phlebitis in his leg. Amen. And so he's in terrible condition. I mean, his condition is so bad, and he's not able to eat, drink or do nothing. He's in a coma and he's invalid to the world. He has no way of helping himself. And here he is in this condition, and he gets worse until finally, to make a long story short, amen, he gets to that place where the doctors say, we've done all we can do. Oh yeah, so many times many people reach that point, and this family reached that point. The wife would pray beside her cot. Amen. She would kneel there, saying in the room of this doctor, chiropractor doctor, who was at his extremity of life. He was at the very end. Hallelujah. And that night, after she prayed, and the doctor said, nothing else we can do, and they walked out of the room. She fell asleep on her cot, praying. Amen. On that cot, fell asleep, and about 3 a.m. she was awakened by some visitor in the room. And when she looked up, she thought it was a vision. She thought it was a dream. She had no real thinking it was real. She looked up, and there was a form of a man standing at her husband's bed. Amen. As he stood there, she didn't see his face, only the form. He had a white glistening garment all the way down to his foot. Amen. Sounds like the same man that John saw on the Isle of Patmos when he's all alone on that lonely island. And what they put him there for, to break his morale. They put him there to destroy him. Amen. Make him think that nobody cared and nobody loved him. And right here she saw the form of that man. And he disappeared from the presence of the room. But about an hour or two later, her husband, who hasn't spoken in weeks, the story said, hadn't eaten in weeks, and he's laying there invalid and, amen, in a coma. He raises up in bed and says 3 times in the room loud, devil, get out of my backyard. Devil, get out of my backyard. Devil, get out of my backyard. I mean, oh, Jesus can put the devil on the run. Amen. 3 times she heard her husband say that. And the next morning he woke up. Amen. Woke her up again early in the morning and said, I'm hungry. I need some breakfast. Hadn't eaten weeks and weeks and weeks. But he had a visitor. I want you to know tonight, he still makes house calls. He still knows where you're at. He can come to where you're at. When you can't come to him, he can come to where you're at. I'm talking about Jesus. That's all you need. And he can fix it for you today. Hallelujah. Jesus. Oh yeah. I thought this morning, if I had Hortons here, amen, if they were here this morning and they were called on to sing a song, hallelujah, you know what their song would be? I don't care how many times they sing it. Amen. It don't matter, brother. If you call Brother Ralph and Sister Doris and their group that would be with them to sing, this is what they would sing. Amen. Jesus, give him the glory. Jesus, give him the praise. Jesus, give him the honor. It's all in Jesus, my sweet Jesus. Give him the praise. Hallelujah. Can you praise him today? Hey, listen to me. He's the center of the whole Bible. He's the altogether lovely of Solomon. He's the fairest of 10,000 of Solomon. He's the wonderful one of Isaiah. Hey, you hear me? He's God with us of Isaiah. And when Matthew described him, he said he's Emmanuel again. He's God with us again. I come to tell you, I have nothing else to preach. There ain't hardly anything else left to preach but Jesus. Hallelujah. He's the center of it all. He's everything. I heard him say, without me, you can do nothing. Amen. Listen to me. He's my life. I said, he's my life. He's my everything. Everything. everything revolves around Him. Hallelujah. I say Jesus is the answer of the world today. Amen. Yes, He's a storm calmer. He can walk right on top of what's ailing you. I say He's the cure for all. He has the antidote. Amen. For your sickness and your problems today. Hey, somebody said, hey, Jesus has the answer. No, He is the answer. I said, He's the answer. What do you need? He's got it today. I said, what do you need? He's got it, and He can fix it for you today. Hallelujah. I'm preaching about Jesus. I like to represent Him. I like to be like that man took his friend to hear D.L. Moody preach. And when he took him, he said, you got to hear Brother Moody. He's the greatest preacher that has ever been. You got to hear him. And so he went to hear Brother Moody preach. And when they left, he asked him, what did you think about my preacher today? What do you think about Mr. Moody? Well, how did he do? Brother John, the man said, I couldn't see Moody for seeing Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. I don't want to misrepresent Him today. Oh, glory. My mother-in-law goes in a store. Amen. She's walking around in there. Brother Denville, and this black lady comes up to her and says, woo! I see Jesus in you. Hallelujah. All the world thought, we'll put Him on a cross. We'll put Him in a tomb. We'll do away with that man Jesus. We'll stop everything He's ever done. Matter of fact, when He done the greatest miracle of miracles in His time, when He got there, they thought 4 days late. Hey, but when Jesus comes, He's never late. He's always right on time. And when Martha and Mary run out to Him, Martha first and said, oh Lord, if You had only been here, our brother wouldn't have died. They were limiting Him in His power. But Jesus told her, He will rise again. I know in the resurrection He'll rise again. And Jesus said, but Martha, you don't understand. I am the resurrection and the life. Amen. Hey, you hear me this morning? We're not serving a dead Jesus. Amen. He's alive and well. I say He's alive and well. I heard old Stephen when he's drawing his last breath. He's coming down to the final of his life. He looks up while Paul's holding the coat of Stephen and they're stoning him and gnashing upon him with their teeth. Stephen looks up and he said, I see Jesus. Amen. I see Jesus. I see the glory of God. And I see Jesus standing. You hear me today? I come to tell you some good news. Jesus is here for you. He'll fix it for you. He'll work it out for you. He's all you need in this world. It's Jesus today. Woo! I feel like praising Him today. I feel like honoring Him today. Oh yes. This world hates Him. They despise Him. They're taking Him out of every manger scene. Tear Him down. Hey. They're taking Him out of every Easter scene. Do away with Him. Amen. They don't want you to pray in His name. You can pray any other way you want to. Just don't use the name of Jesus. Oh, but hear me. I hear Paul write it. Hallelujah. God, who made Him a little lower than the angels. Amen. Has highly exalted Him. Given Him a name. Above every name. At the name of Jesus. Every knee's going to bow. Every tongue's going to confess. Oh, if you don't mind, I'm going to give Him the praise right now. I'm going to give Him the glory right now. Amen. Because there's coming a day. This world don't recognize Him now. They're still saying away with Him. I say, hey, Jesus, you're welcome. You're welcome. I love you. Oh, how sweet is Jesus today. Ain't no greater name, no other name among men given except through him that a man can be saved, that a man can be delivered, that a man can be set free from their sins today. My father-in-law, he's dead and gone now. His brother one day told him he was a Mason, belonged to the Masonic Order, and he's high into it. I mean, devoted to it. He said to my daddy-in-law, Bobby, you know, the Mason, the Masonic Order, and the Masons is the back door to the church. Oh, hallelujah. My daddy-in-law said, Billy, I got some sad news for you, brother. The church don't have no back door. It's only got a front door. All who climb up any other way are same as thieves and robbers. I am the door. You're going to have to go through Jesus to get to heaven. There's no other way. Come on now. Oh, Paul gets down there to the Athenians. They're smart people. They're bright. Hey, they can draw a picture. They know philosophy backward and forward. They're very political, no doubt. They're very wise in a lot of things. And he gets there and he begins to look around. I was in the city of Athens. It's a place where they got more gods than they got people. That's what one man said, more gods than they had men in the city of Athens. They had gods of all styles, kinds, sizes. It was a run over with false gods. And they even had an inscription on the altar. Amen. To the unknown God. And the Bible said Paul, he became stirred in his spirit when he saw all of that that was going on in that city. And he began to wonder, what am I to do with this? What am I going to do in the city of Athens? And the Bible said he began to preach. What did he preach? He preached Jesus and the resurrection. Whoa, I come to tell you, he's not dead anymore. Hallelujah. I thought about another singer. If we had him here this morning, if Brother Moore, L.D. Moore, was here preaching this message, you know what song he would break out in the middle of his message would be? Amen. I tell you what it would be. They put him in the tomb, but the tomb couldn't hold him. Never been a man like Jesus. Never been a man like Jesus. They put him on the cross, but the cross couldn't keep him. Never been a man like Jesus. He rolled my burdens away. Woo! Hallelujah. I come to tell you, it's still Jesus. Paul preached Jesus and the resurrection. He come to tell them, it's him. It's all about him. The whole book of Acts, it pointed to him. If we be a famine of the good deed done unto the impotent man, Peter said, be it known unto you, it's Jesus whom you crucified and hung on the tree. You thought it was over. It's just begun. You ain't seen nothing yet. Amen. Down through time, he's still doing it in 2013. He's still working miracles for his people today. Hallelujah. Never been a man like Jesus. He rolled my burdens away. Amen. Don't you love him today? Amen. You see, the office of the Holy Ghost, it is to comfort us, and he does, but that's not all he does. Jesus said, listen to what he said here in John chapter 16. Howbeit in verse 13, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. He will glorify me. Amen. For he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. Amen. Now I can only tell you, amen, what I heard. I was at Brother Joanne Watson's Last year, November was a year ago. I think it was November was a year ago. Amen. We was there. And that night, yes, I preached the message, Jesus and the resurrection. I had it before I got to church. Amen. And you guess what? The young people went out that day and visited, knocked on doors, and I'll try to get through right here. Amen. And they came in, said, we knocked on doors, had a few doors slammed in their face, and they felt kind of down a little bit. I said, well, listen to me. If none of them people come, God will send somebody in their place. Amen. Because he'll honor your faithfulness and witnessing and knocking on doors. Well, to our surprise, Brother Herschel, shockingly, after service started, two people come in. Oh, was there two people come in? They were dressed. She had this thing across her face. They both had dresses on. Hallelujah. Yeah, they both had dresses on. All the way down to the floor. Amen. Two Islamic people came in that night and sat in our congregation. Amen. Oh, what a night to preach Jesus. Hallelujah. What a night to preach Jesus. And I preached him for about 40 minutes on Jesus. Woo! Hallelujah. Everybody was frightful. I wonder if they got a gun. I wonder if they got a bomb in there. I was worried. Hey, but you ain't got to worry if Jesus is around. If he's on the boat, you ain't going to sink. I can guarantee you that. He'll see to it that you're safe to the other side. And we preach Jesus. Oh, they didn't respond like we like for them to. But in that same church, when they had the dedication, now listen to me. Amen. They had the dedication in that church. And Brother Bill Houston was preaching. I'm just telling you what they told me happened. And they had the Islamic head of their church was invited to the dedication. Brother Dwayne went out of his way and invited him. And he came to their surprise. He came and sat among them while Brother Houston preached on that Sunday afternoon. That Islamic leader sat in their midst. And whenever Brother Houston was preaching, he spoke in tongues. Amen. I mean, he spoke in a language. Nobody there understood. But God and the Islamic leader of that mosque. You said, that's amazing. Yeah, it is astounding to me. Amen. You said, I've never heard of that. Well, listen to me. Holy Ghost knows every language there is. And whenever the Islamic leader stayed after service, he questioned Brother Dwayne Watson and said, that man that was speaking today, he told me how wonderful Jesus was in my own language. Why? Because one of the things of the Holy Ghost, one of his offices, one of his, amen, I can't think of the word I want to use right there, but one of his criteria for the world, he'll take Jesus and show him unto the world. He'll speak of him. And there the Holy Ghost spoke to that man in his own language. How wonderful Jesus is. Is he wonderful? I said, is he wonderful? Hallelujah. Can you say, oh, how I love Jesus today? Amen. Listen to me, friend. He's all you need. I said, he's all you need. He's the cure for all ills. He's the antidote for all sickness and all problems. Hallelujah. The drug addict, he just needs Jesus today. The drunkard just needs Jesus. Jesus is the cure for all today. Amen. He'll take a mind. He'll show it unto you. And I know I'm going to get out of the way. But you know what? Holy Ghost is still working. It's all in him. Amen. He's still working today. Just like he worked for that chiropractor doctor who Jesus came to him. Amen. You see, one more thing. John the Revelator, Brother Carl preached so wonderful on him yesterday. He just went over. Best I ever heard you, Brother Carl. Amen. And I hadn't heard you near as much as Brother Lind on them has. But that was wonderful to see an 82-year-old man preach like he did yesterday. Hallelujah. I hope I can still spring like that when I get 82. Amen. Oh, glory. Amen. John's there on the Isle of Patmos. And I got to give you this, and then I'm closing. Amen. And he's been through, amen, boiled him in oil, but he didn't die. History says that he put him there all alone. That was the most heinous place to put anybody. That's where they put the most notable criminals, murderers, and things like that. And they put John there thinking, well, we'll break him here. We'll break him down. He won't have anybody to say amen. Nobody will pray for him here. He'll not have no sweet fellowship on this island of Patmos. He's here. There's no greenery to spice up his life. It's a desert area of rocks and stones. Amen. They're going to try to break him down. But guess what? Amen. To their surprise, he got in the spirit like Brother Carl preached on the Lord's day. And while he's there in the spirit, amen, trying to find something here if I can get it in my hand. Amen. While he's in the spirit on the Lord's day, Brother John, one shows up. His garment, just like Peter, James, and John saw him on the Mount of Transfiguration, is down to the very feet. It's white and glistening. He has eyes like fire, feet like brass. Amen. There he stands before John. And John hears his voice like the voice of many waters and like a mighty trumpet. Hallelujah. And John hears and speak. And he said, I am Alpha and Omega. I am the first and the last. I am he that was alive and was dead. And behold, I'm alive forevermore. And John, I've got the key of death and hell in my hand. Would it surprise you to know when man said the devil don't even own his own door key no more? Oh, Jesus went down in the heart of the earth and he led captivity captive and he gave gifts unto man and he come up victorious over death, hell, and the grave. And he said, John, I've got the key in my hand. Amen. So he's got the key to your problem today in his hand. Would you stand and just give him praise this morning? Amen. I preached long enough. Give Brother John plenty of time. Amen. You got a need, give it to Jesus today. Jesus can work it out. Jesus can solve it. Jesus can move it today.